This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's another public finance story, court fees and fines this time. In Arkansas, and some other states as well, private for-profit companies are hired to manage the fines and fees that people who are arrested often have to pay. The companies run the system for the courts and in turn get to charge people fees to manage their cases. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek from Arkansas Public Media reports on a county court there that got rid of its probation company.
Jamie Mann lives in eastern Arkansas. Over a decade, she paid over $15,000 for charges that ranged from traffic violations, like not wearing a seatbelt, to fines for things like using fake car tags, disorderly conduct during an arrest, and drug possession. Mann says that charge involved carrying prescription drugs in a bottle with the wrong label. It all started in 2005, when she was cited for several traffic violations.
And then it started spiraling out of control. And I was so mad, I remember, because I thought, I paid this ticket.
About a third of what she wound up owing was for late fees for non-payment of the original fines. She spent nearly 2 months in jail and worked almost 400 hours of community service. And in addition to the $15,000, she paid monthly fees to the Justice Network, the probation company managing her case. Mann was caught up in a system that has now come under scrutiny. Last year, two judges opted to give amnesty to probationers like Mann, and now the Justice Network is suing the county for lost income.
The Justice Network did not come out on their own and decide who was going to be on probation, what services were going to be provided, or how long they were going to be in this program.
That's Randy Fishman, attorney for the Justice Network. The company is based in Memphis, but has offices in Arkansas and Mississippi. In 2015, it reported charging Arkansas's Craighead County probationers more than $245,000 in fees. Last year, after 20 years in the county, the Justice Network left town. That was after the probationers were given amnesty days. They formed long lines to have their fees and fines forgiven.
And I have scratched every single dime that has come before me, and I'll continue to do that.
That's Judge Tommy Fowler, who ruled on the amnesties. He spoke to local KIT television last year. He says he dismissed some court costs and opted not to collect some fees and fines owed to the Justice Network. John Miles helped Fowler and another judge get elected in 2016 on a platform to get rid of private probation in the county. Miles is a pastor at the First United Methodist Church in Jonesboro.
The only people you find at the Justice Network were the poorest people in this county. And so, I mean, they were ruthless to them.
Chirag Baines is a fellow at the Harvard Law School. He says the private probation business model presents a conflict of interest because the companies can influence judges.
For example, the company may decide, you know, we're not getting paid here. We want this person to have to spend some time in jail. And then maybe they'll work harder to pay us.
Justice Keith Blackman, one of the county's former judges who worked with the Justice Network, said in a brief phone interview that the fees, fines, and service hours he ordered were manageable. Jamie Mann, who got into debt, says because the court revoked her driver's license, she couldn't get to her community service hours.
It doesn't matter what you do, you're not going to come out ahead.
Convinced that the amnesty didn't apply to her situation, Mann got a private loan at an interest rate of 9.4%. to pay off her remaining debt. An appeals court is now considering whether a federal judge was right to throw out the Justice Network's case. In Little Rock, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek for Marketplace.